You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Did you know that even before they started sponsoring us, I was known as the Voyage AC girl?
Because?
Because every time I brought someone a gift, a fragrance for a good friend, or a candle to a dinner party, or a face scrub or bubble bath, it was always from Voyage AC. Yes. And I know it's not even Halloween yet, but make no mistake, it is holiday shopping season. And while those giant stores are struggling to fill their shelves with the latest trends, Melanie Apple and her crew are handmaking all of Voyage AC's candles, fragrances, and body products right here in Los Angeles.
And I know you always go to their store, but buying online is the easiest way to send one of their elegant gifts.
It totally is, hun. And you'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageTCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is always willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now, even through the holidays. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel, design, and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge.
I am so happy they're sponsoring us, but I'm also so proud. This October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Kelly Nishimoto and Cute Booty Lounge are doing something incredible.
What's that, honey?
Well, they've teamed up with Elisa Calver, a new mom and entrepreneur who is fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. They're bringing attention to her cause and sharing her journey on their social media. And it's such an important message. You can actually follow Elisa at Slovin Calver on Instagram. That's at Slovin Calver.
Yeah, I saw that story on her IG. She was diagnosed in June of this year, and she also has a one-year-old, right?
Exactly, hon. So yeah, Cute Booty Lounge does make the best-looking, most comfortable leggings ever, and they are made right here in the USA by women and for women. And yes, the company is incredible, female and minority-owned, but they also walk the talk, and they support women from all walks of life.
Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, aren't you due for a mammogram soon?
Good keeping track. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting one this Friday.
Well, head to cutebooty.com and enter the only booty to get 15% off your first order.
Yes, and again, follow Cute Booty Lounge on Insta to see Elisa's journey and educate yourself about how to bring awareness to research and early detection for stage 4 metastatic cancer today.
Sophia Rose, that was a wonderful, wonderful conversation. I really didn't know what to expect.
You thought I was going to come in here hanging from the chandeliers, naked, doing all kinds of the crazy things, right?
I think a lot of people are going to
with my vibrator in one hand, a 14-inch dildo in the other hand. And I know, I'm just kidding.
14-inch?
No, I think a lot of people...
Don't even get me started on that conversation.
we'll click on this episode expecting that type of conversation. And I think it's just too cliche and too stereotypical. And I'm really glad that you came in and really... talked about the journey. You know, the one thing, like, so you are a, just for people who are checking in today, yesterday's episode is with Sophia Rose, who is a porn star, who is a BBW award-winning superstar. And the conversation was very, not so much about porn, but about the role that you've taken as a superstar in the porn industry, which is not a normal thing. It seems like a lot of people are in the industry to kind of get theirs and move on or get some notoriety and be famous for the minute. I actually lived with a guy who was in the industry for a long time. Have you ever heard of a guy named Anthony Hardwood?
I have not.
Okay.
But that sounds like a porn name.
Yeah.
It,
was,
yeah, it better be, right?
Hardwood? Yeah.
He was, when I moved to LA, I was about 3 years in LA and he moved in with a roommate. And I was
I feel like anyone who's ever moved to LA lived with someone in my industry.
I know,
it's
right?
not, it's, I'm being completely serious. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. And I'm like, that was their roommate? Yeah, believe mm-hmm. it. I went to the gym with that person all the time. Yeah, believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, I still run across him every now and then. And he had a list that, like, the first time I realized what he did, he had a job resume that he was typing up in the room. And he goes, what do you think of this? And I picked it up and it was like, best threesome, best anal sex, best this, best that. I was like, what is this, dude? He was like, this is my resume. And I was like, oh, this is your resume.
Yes.
And I
was the accolades he's achieved.
Yes. And I was forced to start changing my idea because I'd known this person in my house. And then there was a story I was attaching to it, you know. And then I was forced to kind of look at the story I told myself about porn and people who were in it versus who I'd met, who was this really nice guy who was working hard and doing the best he could to, you know, he had come from Hungary. He had nothing, you know, and he's LA. He's trying to, Arnold Schwarzenegger was his hero. Like, so he was this little boy with big dreams in La La Land. And I see you and I'm really, the conversation, like, it could go on. You guys talked about so much great stuff.
We didn't talk about dating, though.
No. No. The one thing that really stuck out, though, is it sounds like to be the person you are, to be a role model for people, to stand up for people who've not felt good about who they are, what they do in the world, it has taken a lot of self-work. Can you talk to us a little bit about what it takes to be confident in your shoes, to own your story, and then go out into the world and pursue that regardless of what you face?
I don't know that I can put into words what it takes. I know that there's some element of unnatural drive in me, that I was born a fighter, turned into a survivor, somebody who knows how to cope. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of challenges early in life, and that put me on this path of being able to do certain things. And so in some ways, if you ask modern day Christians that go to church, then, oh, that was a negative plus a negative. But the things that happened to me in my childhood, which no child should ever go through, I always say I have a conversation with God. When I get there, I'm going to talk to him about this. How do you let something like this happen to an innocent child and not expect it to turn into something like porn, right? Oh, you were abused as a child. Of course you do porn. But I feel like I've turned a negative into a positive because it was able to give me the ability to do this job and stay sane and quote unquote normal and be grounded and still aware of what I'm doing and changing the narrative with strength and being fearless and having courage.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it only came from the fact that I was so badly abused and I was the only one in the room then too. Mm-hmm. And I was a statistic. And then I was a teen mom and I was another statistic. And all of those things, when I look at my path and my journey, I'm going, it's leading up to something that's supposed to be change for somebody else.
So it's to be bigger
than
what has happened.
And so while I can sit there and be angry about what happened and resent God for it, I can also be thankful for it because it's put me on a path to be able to change the world in some small way. I don't plan to change the whole world, but if I can impact people's lives and make them realize and also change the perspective and the stigma that comes with my industry and porn, that we are real but genuine people. Some of the kindest, best people I've met are in this industry. So I do feel like, you know, I was put here for a reason. I just don't know what that is. And I'm very open to receiving whatever that is. But I look back now on my childhood and all the things I went through up into my teen years. Is God preparing me for something else? And I've really stuck to that my whole life. So what does it take? I mean, there's some natural given ability, but just knowing that there's a higher power guiding it, and I just have to surrender to it.
A little therapy too?
A lot of therapy.
Okay, good.
I'm in therapy now, and I've been in and out of therapy since I was
10. I think we all need it.
10.
Well,
if I didn't, I wouldn't know how to survive. I wouldn't know how to cope. I wouldn't have self-awareness. And those are very, very powerful tools and necessary tools to survive this industry. Well, and it's not the industry, it's the fans. I mean, if you go on Reddit, you'll have threads praising me and threads destroying me.
Yeah, that would be hard. I'm so sensitive. I couldn't handle.
But I don't read it. good or the bad.
Yeah.
And I always tell people I take the good with the bad, but I don't internalize any of it. They're just hitting a shield of armor because I know inside my mission is something different. They can see and say what they want. It's not going to penetrate what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You haven't let it.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of feel like in my lifetime that the computer has really allowed for somewhat of a sexual revolution that hasn't really been discussed. Mm-hmm. And porn and the way that you are received image-wise is it's an important part of that, because you're telling us that other people with your body type are calling you and saying, thank you. I've never had a relationship like that or seen myself like that or knew that it could be like that. Is that something that you think is underlying this journey in porn, is that we are growing as a society and accepting more, less of what we've been told to accept and more of what reality is facing us?
Absolutely, because social media has allowed that. I mean, there's negative that comes with that too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So social media has given everybody access to things that we didn't have before. And access to a porn star in the 80s was not something you had. Mm-hmm. We were a secret community, right? Now we're on socials and we're talking about this, and I'm sitting in LA traffic and I'm this, and you know,
your baggage claim next to the guy DMing.
Right. And people want to experience a real connection with someone, and they do to the extent that I allow it. I mean, there's obviously much more realness behind even the social medias, but yes, it's that desire to have the connection, and social media has allowed that. And to connect with a porn star, someone you fantasize, it makes the experience more authentic to them and organic. And I think that's important. If you're doing it for true enjoyment and entertainment, it's good. Right. Yeah. It can be relatable to somebody and then also see them sexually, and it gives them a more intimate experience in a very positive way. And that's where I think porn can be good and social media is good. I think it can be bad, again, because overuse, and you see the highlight reel of people's lives, and you don't know that I have a relative who's on the deathbed of cancer, and you don't know that I'm going through my own mental health issues and I'm dealing with my mom's bad car accident. I'm not sharing all that on social media, and I'm truly struggling with a lot of things and balancing my career and my life. And you know, some days I just want to stay in bed and cry all day. But I don't show all those things because I have I have to interact a certain way.
You have a job to do.
And that, so it's a social media, again, good and bad.
Right.
But I do think that that has a huge impact on our society as a whole, around the world. I have such an amazing fan base worldwide. Mm. And I've traveled so much of the world pre-pandemic, of course, because the demand from the fans has been that way. I'm very fortunate. I'm so thankful. Again, how I got here, it all's going to make sense one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on you. And we feel so lucky to have you come over to the house. And
yes.
And I have just a conversation am so grateful. With us. No, yeah, I really am.
We're going to take really good care of this. And I feel like there's so much more I could talk to you about.
Welcome. Uh-huh. I'm glad to come back anytime you want to have me. Absolutely. It's an hour drive.
Hey.
Depending on what time I get
here. We'll make it work.
I really appreciate you guys letting me come today and do this. And a lot of fun. You guys ask great questions. And I honestly really think that this is a great podcast. Mm. One of my friends who's in Hollywood, a big Hollywood producer, in fact, was like, you know, I had heard of that. One of my friends was just on her show. And I was like, what?
Who?
Well, I didn't get that far.
Okay.
But he's a legitimate producer, like somebody known. And I was like, so I'm encouraging you, go do that. Because he's somebody who has a vested interest in me as an individual, who's gotten to know me as a person. Our paths crossed more than once, one of these weird circumstances. And he's one of the people who's looking at funding my documentary. So it's like this weird, you know, you emailed me about this project one time, and then I ran into you in Chicago and didn't know it was the same. It was just this weird everything. Like I said, the universe, God is sending, it's there for me. I just have to be open to it. And not being open to things is so, you know, it can be detrimental. And I believe that all the way into your sexuality too. You have to be open to things to see what is really for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Sophia. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share, or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.